What's up, After Buzzers? It's Quantico, and this episode was insane. We finally got what we asked for. Consistent through line with all the crazy characters that have been coming up. Connor Devlin, Garrett King, Deep's back. You won't want to miss any of it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We only have 2 more episodes, guys.
That's it.
But it's Isn't over. That insane?
It's kind of weird.
It really is.
I don't feel like it's like coming down. Like, I feel like it's just getting its peak. So it's like,
right?
Yeah. That's what happens when you get canceled.
I mean, what do you guys think about this episode? Because I agree. Like, I feel like it's finally catching its stride. And I'm like, ooh, I'm into this. And then now I'm like, 2 episodes left. What?
I'm irritated that it took so long to sort of get what we wanted this whole time. Yeah. You know, so I
feel like we are getting what we wanted, and it almost feels like it's a little too late.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
even as we're getting what we wanted, like, we kept asking for reoccurring roles, reoccurring storylines. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that we loved Connor Devlin so much when he was introduced to us as the villain 2 episodes ago. But for this episode, it didn't satisfy that need I'd been asking for. So that made me a little like,
Okay.
Christine, you're just sitting over there like with a look on your face. Like,
I'm just taking in your both of your thoughts, which I agree with. I don't know. I just feel like they could do so much better for these last few episodes.
Yeah.
Like the whole, needing for Connor to be extradited and then the whole switcheroo at the end. Like, it just felt like, damn, I saw that coming. So what? I'm just very melancholy with this episode. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
I'm going to try and be a ray of sunshine here. So I agree with everything that you're saying.
Yeah.
However, I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second. That finally we are getting the through lines. And I think that the storyline overall was really good and had a lot of depth to it. It had a lot of different ups and downs. Like, was it executed exactly the way I wanted it? Probably not. However, I did get what I was asking for.
True.
And I did get some different levels from Alex. We've seen a lot more emotional depth from her lately.
Yeah.
We did get Garrett King to come back. So he's consistent through line. Like, I feel like there's little ticks of different things from the previous elements that are being brought back in.
Yeah.
Now, if you're watching for the first time or on YouTube or iTunes, I'm Elena, and I absolutely agree with Candace. 100%.
Like, yes, we were getting ready to intro ourselves.
Yeah,
yes.
Like,
so what's up, everyone? We just had to get those overall thoughts out of the way. My name's Candace Cruz, as you probably know now that we're on episode 11.
And this Elena. Is Elena, who we met.
Hey, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
The snort came out.
I snort. Oh, my goodness.
I snort all the time.
It's one of those days, kind of guys. And I'm Ashley Allen.
And I'm Christine Alexis.
Oh, yes. Guys, it's been a long Sunday, and this episode just got me all up in my head. So we switched it around a little bit. I apologize. Ooh. You going to do the kiki later?
That might wake us up.
He's a kiki. Okay. That has nothing to do with Quantico. I apologize. I don't think that Alex is doing the kiki right now. I think she wants to do is get her revenge on Garrett King.
Absolutely.
And Connor Devlin was just serving it to her on a plate.
Dude.
Like, dangling.
It felt so it was just like, really? You're going to get it this easy from him? I knew there had to be something else at play here.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that they, like, went along for this ride so easily. And, I mean, even though he did lead them to what they were looking for, I just felt like it was a little too easy.
Well, one element I did like that I didn't notice until after the second time they did it was the clip of the quotes from The Art of War, which I really, really enjoyed because it almost did, like, chapters, like segments of what's about to happen that you didn't really know until you're like, happened.
I missed the third one. That third one, I missed it. I was reading. I was like, oh my gosh, it passed. And then I was like, I kind of don't want to rewind. Like, that ever happens to you when you're trying to read it and then you're like, okay, I'm in the moment, so I'm going to stay in the moment.
I'm just going to, like, pay attention.
So that third one kind of threw me off. I don't remember what it said.
Well, Connor Devlin is a mastermind and definitely followed this book to a T and was following along the guidelines of, like, they were doing the extradition process and then Garrett King just waltzed in and, like, dangled it in front of him, too. Mm-hmm. So he asked for all of this. Like, it was almost a little too easy that Garrett King came and was like, Connor, I want my money back. Connor's like, thank you. I needed a way out. You just gave me the door.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, sir.
God.
Even when he waltzed into the jail to have that conversation, it was just very interesting, like how it set up, because Connor immediately told the other person to leave, mm-hmm. and then how the exchange was, you could almost foresee that it was gonna be that easy. Like the way he was speaking, his whole temperament about it, it was like, but aren't you who you say you are? Like,
and the man's safe, he's sitting behind bars, so he's just playing chess right now at this point. But who was the woman that Garrett said that, or that Garrett had at the beginning of the episode? They never revisited who that woman was, because the lawyer for Connor Devlin said they have her. I had to let him in.
Oh, it was the lawyer's girlfriend. Remember, they were coming home from the date.
Thank you.
And she was complaining about dinner. And
it was a lot of dark movements.
When you buy it, that part had me, because I feel like like that was real life, though. You can complain next time you pay for the bill. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. I've never had that conversation before, guys. What is that like?
Yeah.
All y'all had this conversation before?
No,
am I like,
never had that conversation.
Okay, good.
I'm the person that usually says, well, you can complain when you pay for it.
Oh, you're the one buying. Oh, okay, girl.
Wait. Not with guys, but like you guys go to dinner dates. You go with dinner dates and your friend be like,
nope, never had that either.
True, or cousin or niece or nephew, somebody.
See, my friends are real like uppity, so they be having a lot of
talk. Shelby.
Yes, they have a lot of like bark, and I'm just like, listen, next time you want to complain, pay for it.
I like it.
One of my friends I go out with, she just does complain, and she complains right to the waiter. So there's two levels to that.
That's a Shelby.
I think Shelby, but I did like Shelby in this episode. I think she was very underplayed, which was nice, and not like in your face of like the annoying like Shelbyisms that she's had this season. Yeah. She's had a couple redeeming moments. We were really lovable to her last episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were.
We did. We gave her some love. But the Garrett King with the 10 million and the Syrians, like, that was just, is that their tie-in?
I don't know.
So I don't know if I was understanding it correctly. Maybe we can work through it together. Yeah.
So the Syrian hostages were Garrett King's. And he hired Connor to get rid of them.
He
paid $10 million to Connor Devlin in order to get rid of these Syrian refugees. He didn't finish the job. And so he was like, I want my money back. And Connor was like,
he lost his son.
I lost my son. So that's payment enough. We're blood brothers now. We got blood money right now.
Yeah.
So basically, that's why. So they're basically paying. So now Connor is promising to pay Garrett King the $10 million back that Garrett originally paid Connor to get rid of the Syrian refugees in order to get rid and do his bidding with the Quantico crew. Is what Connor, he put a bounty on Owen's head and the family members that he's been trying to get. So that's where the $10 million comes into play.
I don't know why I thought he had paid him to get rid of Shelby and her friend, since they were testifying. I thought that's what that was about.
No.
Maybe I just misunderstood that.
That was what it was about when we were first introduced to Connor Devlin, remember?
Yes.
Because he...
I think that's why we're all... Well, us two on this half are confused.
I thought it was going back to that, because they didn't kill Shelby. They only got her friend or whatever, so it's like...
I think that they tried to intertwine what we missed, because remember when we were introduced to him, we were saying we wish they would have gave us a little bit more of that backstory. Mm-hmm. So I think they were presenting some of that backstory while still trying to make it relevant, since Connor Devlin was still going to be reoccurring. So that's where I think like all the confusion is. Because even watching this episode, I was like, I don't know. I don't know what this is.
Like, they're just trying to shove a lot in there and information in order to make the through line happen, I feel like.
Yeah. And to make us care more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you care
getting
more?
Lost on
no,
me.
I didn't.
That's for sure.
I was very lost at that point.
I guess I wonder if you guys are watching at home, does the storyline now make you care more, or do you feel a little lost? Like,
well, I mean, they have a lot to lead up to this finale, because they're really hyping up these last two episodes.
Yeah.
So I feel like they had to like get all the characters back in the row. So they had to get Deep back. They had to like give us some heightened, which I.
How do you mention Deep? How do you guys feel about Deep being back in the capacity that he is, being that he was like, oh, I can't do this?
Well, I think he saw the other side of the coin. He's not very happy sitting on a computer all day.
That was hilarious.
I mean, me and you both, Deep. I don't like being on a computer all day long either. I don't think anybody does. That's why you get those glasses that take away the Blu-rays.
Works. I think I appreciate him a little bit more now that we've had a break. I think he should have maybe been more of a reoccurring or like guest star role than like an actual part of the team person.
I agree.
Right.
I don't know. I think it just adds more value to him when he's not like there all the time.
Because then you got no reason to be mad at him when he's not there all the time. Like, when he make the silly mistakes and, you know, he's like, oh, I'm still a baby.
But wait, like, when did he become a surgeon?
So wait, hold up. Rewind. Yeah, like, Omen getting like, shot and the whole Jocelyn. Also, before we get to the shot part, can we just talk about the whole adult conversation that they had about this kiss?
Yes.
I appreciated it. Thank you. That's how adults have conversations.
Yes, it is.
Recap the conversation for me, because when I was watching it, I was like, eh.
I think because we're just, so cringed out.
I was just like,
it was not a long conversation. No. Nor does it have to be, but
I knew she wasn't with Frank anymore. Come on.
No, like, everybody knew she wasn't with Frank. Please. That's like the move that you're like, I'm like trying to make sure that you're not into anybody else, but I know that you might be into somebody else. So let me test the waters here.
Let me say, okay, I know that I said I was like a little bit underwhelmed with the reoccurring Connor Devlin, but when it comes to the teen,
yeah,
that part made me excited. Because when Jocelyn was going through her whole moment, I was like, girl, but you was just crying over Frank, so now all of a sudden you want to try to see. But I did cry this episode.
When?
You both moved.
Wait, what?
That was a moment.
Wait.
That was a great moment.
That was a moment.
We're going to rewind that and freeze frame it.
So I totally cried and I was like, are you kidding me?
But when? We need to know the when.
We aren't there yet.
Okay.
Wow.
You can't throw that on us and then it's be like,
we're almost there. Well, okay. I'll reveal okay. when
insert the right. tears when we get there.
Okay. So the conversation about like we never talked about the thing, the kiss, and then I was like, they had dealt with it very nicely. Hey, yeah. It didn't happen. We didn't want it to happen. It didn't happen. It's fine.
But I thought it was weird.
They don't like it.
No, we don't. But I'm like, we.
We're on a we.
I just thought it was interesting how he's the one that had to bring it up. But I'm assuming that he's the one that had to bring it up because he's the one that's kind of like in his feelings about her. Am I correct on that?
He's also the leader of the team, so I think he was like, let me squash this now, because
okay. He also,
she's not going to say anything about it, clearly.
Right.
He has always, when it comes to him and Jocelyn, been the leader.
Yes.
Called what it was out, called her out when he felt like she was projecting feelings. So he's always had that role when it comes to the two of them, outside of being the leader for the team.
Well, he also tells her, like, you know, you can trust me. He's always kind of dictating when she can let her guard down, per se, like, talk to me type thing. You know, oh, well, some things went down over there. But that's just...
There's a snort. Guys, okay. We're going to pause for a moment and just tell you what happened, because we all reacted. And you can't not address what just happened. A purse just fell.
It was mine.
Randomly.
Don't
there's
feel
a ghost that's what in Afterbus.
When we talk about Owen and Jocelyn, they're not supposed to be together, and then things like that happen.
Exactly.
Okay.
But she also is not one of those people that comes right out about her feelings either. She never has been. She's very like...
Yeah.
He pulls it out of her.
Yeah, he pulls it out of her. So
he's always taken that kind of control. Like, the fact that he's had to pull out her feelings and address certain things prior to this almost kiss, like, in the conversation, he's always kind of been, like, the man, which I respect from him.
Right.
Good job. Okay. Moving on to the crying part, because I'm assuming this is the crying part, is when he was sitting and just staring at her longingly and smiling, and then all of a sudden, open gunfire happens.
Yo.
That? No. Not quite.
Wait. But I must say, that was a pretty cool shot, though. Like, not hearing any sound and then seeing all the commotion. Great.
That was my favorite part of the episode.
I loved it.
It was fantastic. Cinematography on that one was like... prime.
Yeah, that was
like
good.
Drop down, everybody wrestling, and she's just staring into the refrigerator.
You know what would have made it better? If they put like elevator music or something.
No, I liked the silence.
I like the silence.
Was that Jeopardy? Because I said elevator.
True, sorry. You know what I meant. Anyway.
There it is. As she's looking through the refrigerator. Except Jocelyn's deaf, so she doesn't hear elevator music.
But she knows what it sounds like. But she had a hearing before.
True.
She knows what that sounds like. She hears stuff.
Yeah. But you know, like, when you're deaf, like, aren't your other senses heightened
more?
Like, how did
I'm glad someone else noticed that.
It's going to sound really, like, messed up because I'm...
It's not because you know, we talked I'm about this.
Able hearing, but, like, I would just feel the presence, like, especially something coming from the ceiling. Like, how did that not...
And gunfire, you're going to hear... You feel the vibration.
You feel the vibration. Yeah. Happening. We talked about that when she got picked up. Remember when she was running after Frank initially?
Yeah.
And she was being so blinded by her emotions. We were like, okay, but you felt... She's been in this place before.
Wait, in her defense, we were watching it in slow motion. So I'm sure her real reaction was a little bit faster than we saw.
Like, they was not that slow.
A lot of stuff went down, though.
They were not dropping from the ceiling that slow. They were shoom. That was not slow.
So you're doing what you're doing. You're jostling. Go. I'm going to be the people coming out of the ceiling. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Are you kidding? That's what you can hear. You can hear
me.
No,
I have good peripheral vision.
Oh, come on.
But they were behind her. There's no peripheral when it's behind.
That's true.
Our iTunes listeners, you guys are missing a show right now on YouTube.
So, yes. And that's why, if you're listening on iTunes, make sure you go to YouTube and watch as well. And then you guys on YouTube, go and listen on iTunes and give us 5 stars on both.
Because these sound effects that we're giving you are great car driving material.
I just jumped out of my chair. So, I mean, yes. That's something that you may want to see.
Just saying.
You don't like that? You don't like me?
No, I'm just giving you a look to see what your reaction would be.
She is messing with me.
Can we also talk? We're not there yet, but I have another, like, last week when we had the whole, like, acting move.
Yes.
Or the look of the...
Y'all did so good. The episode was so good last week.
Yes, except for that one cheesy move where he's like, head.
I thought you were going to say, except for the part when I wasn't here.
That too.
Oh my God.
She's just feeling herself. It's fine. She's just feeling herself. It's fine. We missed you, boo. Do we need to tell you that we missed you?
Y'all are missing the back rub.
There's a back rub happening. But
gracious.
There was another acting move very similar to the ice pack later on when we get to the other element.
Okay.
Which we have to talk about Art of War and Maisie because we haven't even talked about that.
Yes.
But we still haven't finished the Owen.
Yeah.
There's a lot to come, guys, so you guys need to keep listening because we still have to talk about Art of War, Maisie,
yes.
Alex, and the whole confrontation with Garrett. But I want to finish talking about poor Owen because after the slow-mo happened, there was a slow-mo of a gunshot and another one. Did not that look like it hit him in the chest, like on the heart?
The heart, it did. Yeah, it looked like
I was like, he's done.
And that's what started my emotional break. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, Owen. And I was like,
The emotional break.
And then I was like, oh my gosh, this is good. So I was already, like, feeling a little heightened when it comes to emotions. Yeah, like, I mean, not that it's good that he's dying, but, like, damn, finally.
Good intake.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, wait a second. Hold
up. I'm entertained that one of our favorites, like, we are now on the edge of our seats, like, oh no, not Owen. So that brought me in as a viewer.
Yes, okay.
The stakes got higher.
Exactly. Yeah. So my emotions started to heighten there, but the part that really, like, pulled tears out of me is when he ended up getting shot. Jocelyn runs over, Deep is there, and Jocelyn is like, fight. Like, she she starts using her voice, and I literally would probably start crying again. She just kept saying, like, fight. Like, do you understand? Fight. And the way that she was saying fight, like, I had chills over my entire body. That part right there. And I was just like, okay. This might be real. But then he didn't die, so then I was like, come on, y'all.
We still have 2 more episodes. We still need him. He may die after 2 episodes.
True. He's in the spy hospital right now.
Yes.
But that's a thing. I want to go to the chicken coop.
They got insurance?
The chicken coop. I want to go to the chicken coop.
I didn't know.
Y'all take care of me at the chicken coop. What's the passcode? What do you all think that the code was? The code word. It's called the chicken coop. It's got to be like egg.
FBI and mofos. Let me in.
No. That works.
She said egg.
Who came first?
Say that at the door.
Chicken coop. What's the password? Who came first?
No.
Chicken or the egg. Hello.
No, I know, but you need to.
She said
egg.
Oh,
my lordy.
What's the password?
Egg. Scrambled.
That's so bad.
Over easy.
That's
there you go. I like that better. Over easy is the password. Help me, over easy. Because they're not saying it quietly if they're going to the chicken coop.
Right. True.
They're like not gonna be like egg. It's gonna be like egg.
What if it's like a?
I thought this was like covert though.
I like that. I want the sound.
We just elevated Quantico from being intense to comedic.
Sorry.
So sorry, y'all. I just said y'all.
That's because that one scene was intense. Do y'all agree? At least
it got to cut the tension. It was intense.
It was very.
Did y'all feel something on that part, or was I just like, you know, being?
Yeah, but then I was sidetracked because Deep started doing surgery, and I'm just like, when, where, and how did this happen?
He stuck
happen?
His finger and got that bullet out and sewed him up.
I didn't care how he became
I'm
a surgeon.
I'm thankful, but I'm just like, okay, so what other talents does he
and
have?
And I love that conveniently, Jocelyn is a universal donor.
Oh, yeah, she was like, goodness. But that
I'm a universal donor, too, but, like, the odds of a universal donor being in the room when this is happening is, like, slim to none. And the fact that she's like, I'm O.
Can we address?
Thank goodness.
I am as well. I'm also type O.
But O, two O's in a room?
You're O, too?
Yeah, I'm O negative.
Wow, I'm an A plus. You know.
Of course you are.
I excel across the board.
Okay, honey.
Okay, Christine, tell us what you're feeling with
eye
the O.
Roll. Oh, my Lord.
Feeling the O.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm just going to chalk up Deep's behavior to the fact that he got out of the office and was like, you know what? F it. I'm just going to go right in there. I'm going to do surgery on my first day back because I'm a boss. Just kidding.
The New York kind of way. What did he say? The New York ease or something?
The what?
He said something. He's like, I'm back in the New York ways or like
sway
or sweat something.
He shouldn't have said it. Whatever.
He didn't need to say it. I don't need to say it.
To be real, no, but I agree with you, Elena, that scene was probably the most tear-jerking scene out of
the season.
All of them.
Yes.
For me, it was that moment where he got shot, when Owen got shot again, and he rolled over to the floor.
Yeah.
And was it King who was, like, looking like, oh, let me just shoot
him. He was about to.
Yes.
Bro, that's when my heart was like, no. And then, you know,
because if you're going to take a shot, you're going to take a shot. Yeah. I think Garrett was just doing it for dramatic effect because he's like, I want to watch this happen.
Yeah.
But he also, I feel like he also thought that Owen was just...
playing dead?
Like, done. Which Owen did seem done. If it wasn't for Jocelyn, he would have been dead.
Yeah.
So when she, like, that... I thought, like, how they played that scene out, that Owen was done. So, which is also why I was emotional, because I was like, damn, I didn't see that coming, like, at all.
Like, we didn't see our favorite redhead coming either.
True. That was good, but, and maybe that's why I felt emotional, because as a viewer and as a fan, I like when I am blindsided. I don't like when it's predictable.
Same.
Agreed.
True, girl, true.
Agreed. But one thing that was very predictable, though, was this whole Maisie situation. Now, the way it turned out wasn't what I expected, but the kidnapping part, the fact that we're opening and we're having this big, like, long conversation, heart-to-heart with the brother, and Harry's like, I've got you, you're safe, and she's concerned and having nightmares. Like, that was literally just, like, set it up, let's build the house and put the roof on it, and there it is.
Yeah.
It was like, it was expected.
Right.
Yeah. But the little twist of adding in that her boyfriend is a wannabe video gamer.
Influencer.
What? And the fact that it was all caught on camera. Number one, Garrett, this is why you hired henchmen to do your dirty work.
Yeah.
You get rid of all the evidence. He's videotaping himself. Like, check out the computer before you walk out.
Like, it was sloppy work.
It was very sloppy. Blood was everywhere. Like, he left him there.
They didn't even get rid of the other body.
Yeah, they did.
No.
And also, how long has it been? Because you know that the stench is there. So why did no one smell it and make note of that when they come in?
True.
Yeah. If a body's been there for over 6 hours, it's going to stink.
How do you know?
She watches
I watch a lot of SVU shows.
With the same. I don't know, y'all.
She watches First 48.
I'm joking. I don't think Candace would ever be around a corpse. Ever. Yeah, ever.
No.
She'd be the one saving the day, let me just say.
Aww.
You would be.
Super Candace.
This is why I missed you.
Because you're sharp. You would be. Seriously.
Thank you.
I will say, what I found interesting was, like, eventually they figured it out that the camera from the video game was recording everything. But why did it take them so long to realize that this Art of War book meant something? Yeah. Like, these are the same people
who... It was already up last episode, too, in the peanut butter and the cell phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These are the same people who will be like, oh, they were kept in a warehouse somewhere. That was West. Maybe there was a train there.
Oh,
like, they will put every little thing together.
Did you hear that sound?
With no breadcrumbs. But the book was right there in the dude's cell. Like, you could have... One of y'all could have spent 5 minutes looking through it and maybe caught some clues.
And it's a famous book.
True. Right.
Everyone has heard of it.
Yeah. Nothing
and
is
And I feel
chance.
Like most criminal masterminds would probably refer to it.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like it's done pretty well for a lot of former people.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I had to throw it. Sorry.
Also, if this is streaming live, why aren't their comments berserk?
Yeah.
Even though he has only got 31 people following him, there's 31 people following that saw this happen. Why did no one call
911? Who would tell their friends? Or even
would
make other people start
come
watching?
On going viral, because you know that would go viral.
It would be on Instagram in 5 seconds.
As cryptic and crazy and creepy as that is, people want to see stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like this weird detachment and, like, entertainment, like... why was no one watching this happen?
Yeah.
Or, like, bringing attention to it?
Why was he tracking, you know, his sister's cell phone and where she went? He just kept calling and getting no answer.
And, but like, if you go 4 hours without hearing from someone and you said, text me when you get home and you're having nightmares, like, I would automatically red flag.
And we just went through some crap, like, not a week ago.
So, not even a week ago.
I mean, come on.
About a week ago. Sorry.
Okay.
I mean, we got the Kiki. We got a week ago. Anything else?
But Christine danced with me this time, so it was like, it worked.
But the Maisie situation, her getting kidnapped. Can we talk about this plot line? I want to hear how you all feel about the introduction to the sex trafficking element of it and Connor's involvement versus Garrett's involvement. Like, go.
I loved the introduction to the sex trafficking part of it because when we started this season, we were so excited about the relevant topics that they were going to be bringing up. So for them to get back to that, because I feel like we lost it a little mid-season. So for them to be coming back into those serious things that we deal with, it was like, okay, this is what, you know, this is why I'm watching this show. Yeah. This is why I'm a fan. Yeah.
And I additionally liked when they found the girls the first time as well, that we actually got to see girls that were from the U.S. I'm losing my train of thought. I'm so sorry. They are from Ohio, and they're naming cities that we identify with.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times when we see these movies or these films or TV shows, when they're talking about human trafficking, it's a lot of international conversation versus realizing that this is all, like, happening here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's very relevant. And the fact that, like, Connor kept putting those, like, exact locations, like, number one, that to me, for them, should have been a red flag that it wasn't Garrett doing it. Garrett, if he was an actual criminal guy, he would have never divulged that information to Connor, even if he's trying to get paid $10 million. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw you off the track. We're going to try and throw each other off the track. Why would you? Someone should have known that it was Connor, not Garrett.
Yeah.
To know the exact time, the exact location, like what's going on, what girls they got, like, no.
Yeah. It felt like a setup for sure.
Yeah. And the girls did not seem that distraught afterwards either.
Yeah.
They seemed a little calm.
I think they were traumatized.
Okay. I'm gonna just I'll give it to that. There. Yes.
And I think the scenes with Alex, like, repeatedly questioning that one girl, trying to get information out of her, and seeing how she couldn't really respond after a while, I appreciated that just because it showed the realness of it. Mm. Because you're grasping at straws trying to remember what you heard or saw before you were taken. And I can't even remember, like, what I did before I got here. So
that was hard. Yeah.
You know, like, that's
was
tough.
Very hard because they even, like, did you smell anything? Did you hear anything? Yeah. Like, and I was still like, So definitely agree with you. But, like, the scene right after that, I think it was right after or right before, when they were in the jail cell and she was talking about, oh, like, my brother's an FBI agent. Like, do you guys remember going to her sister? And she was super calm, like, when talking to the other girl. And then she took off her bracelet and kind of, like, put it under the pillow, like, to leave those clues.
Right.
I thought that scene was, like, this would almost be me if I were in that situation. Like, I would be forward-thinking and try to leave clues and try to do certain things. So I felt that. I don't remember what I did, but I also appreciated that the next scene right before, or I can't remember the order of it, or right after... had some of that intuitive.
That's like your flight or flight kind of.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It reflexes like, okay, I'm going to try and save myself and leave these breadcrumbs, where some people just kind of freeze and panic.
Yeah.
But I'm also kind of wondering that if she didn't have a brother that was an FBI agent, would she be that forward thinking?
That's a good question.
She did just, like you said last week, go through that whole thing of having to, like, escape people who are trying to come after you. So maybe she picked up some tricks of, like, okay, maybe if I want to be found, this is what I should do.
Yeah.
You never know.
I mean, kudos to them. And, like, unfortunately, that is a topic of conversation and, like, a reality that's happening. Like, making people aware. And, like, I think that is something that needs to be in the topic of conversation of, like, not just being, like, on the defensive, like, also being on the offensive of, like, if something like this does happen, what do you do?
Yeah.
And, like, really trying to make it as, like, I don't know. It's just something that I think is definitely relevant, and I really appreciated that they brought it up. And, like, even Alex ending up, like, going on and them finding the other girls, it just sucks that there were too many different crates and, like, that happened when they were trying to find the girls on the boat.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciated from the element of, like, being a viewer that they didn't find them because it stretched out. It would have felt, like, a little too forced to be, like, let's just randomly find them.
Yeah.
But to look inside that crate and see the porta potty in there and these beds, it just literally made me so sick to my stomach. And like, in Alex's position, if I had this man that I thought was responsible for that and seeing these women and on top of it, you just drowned me and I lost my baby, I would have done the same thing.
Oh, yeah. I honestly would have, I wouldn't have even had the whole conversation, the stare down with him in the garage. He just would have been done.
Can we talk about, since we're talking about her emotions, the encounter with her and McQuigg when like those tensions were so high.
Yeah.
And I think that it was very interesting for the writers to put them two into like this argument or this very high tension situation, because we're so used to seeing them flirt or kind of be like lovey-dovey. So for this episode, for me, it was just like, damn. Like, both of y'all are going through it.
Two alphas going at it.
Mm-hmm. And they're alphas in different ways. Like, Alex always is generally takes the lead and is more outspoken about what to do next. McQuigg is a little more, I think, like, to himself. He's kind of, like, observing. He'll say things when necessary. But then, on this flip side, since his sister died, we've seen him kind of completely unhinged at this point.
Yeah.
Running with his emotions. He had to kind of learn how to quell that a little bit and was trying to remind Alex of that this episode. Like, you're clouded by your emotion the same way that I am from losing my sister, but we're just handling it differently. Yeah. So the meeting of the minds there I thought was great.
Yeah.
It was interesting because Ryan also came in and was like, she's just emotional. And then it was almost like when he was like, I just lost my sister.
Right.
Right.
That moment was like, ouch. Like,
that was good.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that moment. And I really, it kind of sucks that she ended up killing him at the end, because I'm like, they could have had him and like used him. Like, at that point, I wish it wouldn't have like happened the way that it did.
Yeah.
Just to help us out a little bit.
Y'all think Alex felt better though?
There's my moment. There's my acting moment. Hold on.
Because
I'm sorry. She was all upset and just going. I kid you not. Rewind that and watch it. She was like all shook up because she just killed somebody.
And then she thought about it. And it was that moment like, wait.
But she it's like when a 2-year-old is crying for something and then you give it to him and they're like, ah!
Yeah.
It was one of those moments of
like, I was mad she was even crying, honestly.
I was too.
Like, you wanted to do this so bad. Yeah. Like, so bad. And then it happened by accident technically right after in self-defense. Like, I would have been like, well.
Right. What's like, next?
Why but what are we eating tonight?
It's that like, human part of her, which I thought was pretty genius, especially because Deep was back this episode. And like, and maybe I'm thinking too much into it, but the fact that she did feel some type of way initially, even though it didn't last long, the fact that she did have a reaction was like, okay, you aren't this senseless detective who is just out here like killing people doing your job.
Yeah. Right. So you think that heart-to-heart she had with Deep?
I
felt like that.
I think so. I think it was a combination of that conversation, which later became her being pregnant, which later became her losing her baby. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think it was a combination of it all. So they decided to give us a side of her that we're not used to, because usually she would just be like, well, like, bye. But she had that moment, that quick moment of, dang.
And I'm sure it was also like an emotional release. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's been, like, so upset, so emotional, like, really that's wanting to get this guy this entire episode. And now that you finally get it, it's like, now you can release.
The emotional release. And then I agree.
I guess it's funny that we, like, kind of viewed her reactions to it very differently. And I'm wondering if that was the writer's intentions to get us to that point. And then us, as viewers, ask ourselves, like, is it actually worth it when you finally get to that moment? Like, do you feel better after?
Yeah. I don't know.
So
time will only tell.
Yeah.
Well, guys, unfortunately, we are running out of time, and I really do want to get to our special segment before we get to our fabulous predictions for the last two episodes.
Yes.
So let's go into Lips in Leather. There's our theme song. Yes, right there. So as you guys all know, we went to BeautyCon last week. We missed Lena, but she was doing her boss thing, though.
I was stalking you guys on Instagram. Like, you guys were posting pictures. I was like, show me more. Like, you sent me
She literally texted us. She was like, show me more. And I was like,
They didn't show me more, guys. I had to go on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry.
But appreciate you.
Y'all looked bomb, and y'all killed the pink carpet.
Thank you.
So I was very excited.
Well, I want to see everybody's lipsticks. What do you have, my dear?
Right now, I'm wearing this. It's like, it's a Vitality Lip Stain from IT Cosmetics.
Ooh.
It's a natural flushed pink. It's this translucent color, so anybody who puts it on.
You have that on right now?
What?
It just gives you a light flush.
Let me see. Put on a little bit more.
Is it temperature based too? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, where it does your temperature and, like, warms up
your lips. No, I mean, cool. The more you put it on, the more pigmented it'll get.
That's cool.
But I was just not in the mood for any real color today. Just a little, like, blush to my outfit. So I did that. But I also wanted to bring this that I forgot to show when we did our BeautyCon kind of haul and recap. This skincare company, Lapcos, threw this in my little goodie bag, and I didn't notice it until later amongst all the masks and whatnot. Look at this bold color. I love the packaging, too, because it's got this like beautiful Miami Night is Right looking neon sign. And the shade is called Hung Dye Coral.
Oh.
And let me just tell you, I wanted to live, you know, swatch this for you guys. Now that I put that on, I probably won't. Just put it on my hand, but...
Oh!
Now you know I couldn't just walk in with this.
So wait, if you're listening on iTunes, the color is like so bold. Ashley swatched it on her hand, then Christine swatched it. But the color is still very true. The color is still very true because it looks the same on Christine also.
Very tropical, very definitely coral.
It is bold. It's a neon.
It gives you that Miami vibe, like right? Definitely that summer feel.
Yes, I love. Like
it. My mission is to find an appropriate outfit and event where I can wear this lipstick.
Yeah. There were a lot of orange lip colors at the event I went to last night. Orange is the color of the summer, I think.
It really is. And you showed us one too. That episode of that. I think it was a Kylie shade that was orange.
It's called Tangerine.
There we go. Yes.
What are you wearing, my love?
So I am wearing a liquid matte from Sephora, and I've worn this one before. This one is very affordable at Sephora, and then like I said before, Sephora is one of my favorite matte lipsticks. This stays on all day.
Drinking
all of it.
I have on a pink Nouveau from MAC, and I'm not happy with it. I think it's because of my complexion. Because it's not a matte lipstick, it is a bit more creamy. And I feel like because of the shade on me, I kind of needed to base or prime my lips with something else so that the color could show more.
Wait, can you swatch it on me? I want to see what it looks like. It's probably going to be way too pink.
And you know, Matt,
that looks great on you. Nice. But look at it on me. So it's deeper on Candace and it's more baby doll on me.
Yeah.
Meaning I need to put more or put a base for me to get its true color.
So again, all of you all that are listening on iTunes right now, be sure to go over on YouTube and you can check out all of our swatches.
I love that color on you, though.
It's really pretty. Yes. I normally don't go for a pink, but I like this one. I have a gold and it's called Gilded Age and it's from MAC. It is from BeautyCon. It is very glossy.
I want it.
That is a classic MAC color.
It's a sticky glossy. And MAC is known for like a little bit of a sticky kind of lip gloss. But I don't mind it. I really like it. It's very pigmented. It's like very gold.
Oh, it is. So I was complimenting Candace on this before the show started and I like how full it is, though.
I know.
Because it looks like it's a little more glitter-based and transparent, but it's not.
No, it's not transparent at all. It is bold. But, guys, we have run out of time, so I want to do really quick predictions going into this two-episode season finale. Go.
Oh, thank you for saving me with the music.
You got a second.
I predict that Owen dies. Ooh. I don't think he makes it out of this season. I didn't catch him in the previews to when the team, you know, goes to Ireland to continue with this extradition of Connor Devlin. So I have a feeling that he just doesn't make it out alive. That's my prediction.
I like the Irish accent at the end, though.
He doesn't make it out alive.
There you go.
We should be worried.
Okay. I'm not sure if he's gonna make it. I think Harry's sister is not gonna. I don't think they're gonna be able to find her. That's
right. Anybody else have Taken vibes? Just saying.
Yes. Definitely Taken vibes. Yes.
For sure.
My prediction is that Connor Devlin is going to be defeated because we have the boss team of Quantico and, you know, I'm still on team them. So that's my basic prediction. Also, since we only have two episodes left, make sure you guys subscribe to AfterBuzz TV Dramas on YouTube to get other shows like Love Is, Queen Sugar, Queen of the South.
Yes.
Just so that we can, you know, keep the conversation going with other panelists.
And we are the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. So thank you guys so much for being amazing fans. We will shout you guys out next week if you leave a comment in below. And for me, my prediction, I agree. I don't think Owen will make it out. I think Connor will last until the very last second of the last episode. I think it's going to be a very dramatic draw out. I don't think that Maisie will make it out, but I do think that Maisie will save a lot of the girls. I think her instinct, like her brother, will kick in.
Yeah.
And especially with the telling of her bracelet and everything, I think she'll become the matriarch of these women.
That's good.
And really taking care of them. She may not make it out alive and she may have to sacrifice, but I think that there's going to be something. But especially with the preview going into next week with the catalog of the women and them showing up, like, she's not going to go without a fight. I will say that much. She has a fight.
Quick
in her,
question.
So. Yes.
Since we are now going over the pond, could we possibly get some Andrea back in the picture?
I hope so. Can we add that in there? Maybe he'll show up in Ireland.
Please. Yeah, Italy's not
Please
that
and
far
thank
away,
you, bro.
Yeah.
I like
good.
It. I like
see?
It
a little bit.
And news, do we have a quick second?
Yeah, we have a quick second for some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, our lovely Priyanka Chopra. Here she is with some of her castmates. She just wrapped a rom-com that she is filming. We
I'm
are
so excited.
This is a new lane for her, so we're all excited.
I'm sorry, do we see this all-star cast right here?
Yes.
Like, I'm obsessed.
Is that a Hemsworth?
It is
a Hemsworth.
Oh my God.
And Rebel Wilson.
Yes.
And we also have got Betty Gilpin, who just got nominated for an Emmy for Glow, which I'm also on that panel, so go check out Glow on that panel. Just throw that in there.
Plug.
Based on this cast alone, like, I'm pretty sure it's safe to say we're all going to go see this film.
Yes,
right?
100%.
Check. All right. And then Miss Priyanka was also just honored as one of Variety's 500 most influential business owners.
Amazing.
Business leaders for her company, Purple Pebble Pictures, which is a production company. So congratulations to you, Priyanka.
She's such a boss.
Yes, she is.
And late happy birthday to you.
Yes. With your new boo thing that you came out with. Just saying.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey.
All right. Thank you guys so much. This has been a really entertaining episode. I hope you all were as entertained as I was.
I had a great time.
I had a fantastic time. Thank you so much for joining us. We have two more episodes, so hold tight. Be sure to check in next week. Again, my name is Candace Cruz. You can find me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
And I'm Elena. You can follow me on all social platforms at @hey_itslay.
And you guys know where to find me, Ashley Allen, on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
And I'm your girl, Christine. You can find me everywhere at Christine Bean.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.